The voice of the Rangers with me live on the phone right now. That's Mr. Robinson Miles. Rob, good morning, brother. How are you today?
Good. Good to hear from you guys. I tell you one thing. Yesterday was not a bad day to be a Kemmer Ranger.
Not at all, was it? Some exciting games, big finishes, and 2-0 for the Ranger crew.
I mean, it was absolutely crazy the way things got going. The boys came in ranked number 2, the girls came in number 3, and just by absolute chance, they both lined up against Grable. And so they played, you know, first thing of the day and then last thing of the day. And I think that they were looking out for me in particular and the way that things went, because neither of these teams could help things from being dramatic. The girls kept it close early in the game, the boys kept it close late in the game. And now I have a heart condition I have to worry about.
Well, it was kind of cool. Let's start with the Lady Rangers first. They had the first game of the day, and that one was really close up until late third, early fourth, and that's when that Ranger offense just got cruising, and they pulled away and won that by 12.
You know, it really was a showcase for just how well that team is coached, because as you mentioned, they kept it within about 2 points for the vast majority of the game. And for most of that time, it was Grable that was ahead instead of Kemmer. They were kind of trading blows a little bit, but it always seemed as though Grable was just a little bit ahead of them. And so they kept that just really close difference for almost the entire game. And then Kemmer just started to click. You could tell the coach had been working with them. They were totally focused on the game. Mentally, they were totally locked in. And they were able to stretch it out to 12 in the space of just beyond a quarter. It was really something fantastic to see.
Well, they go on to the semifinals tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off time for the Lady Rangers, and a tough one. Wyoming Indian, you've seen Wyoming Indian a couple times, are the top-ranked team in 2A in the girls' side, and they're the real deal. And Kemmer's going to have to be at their best game. They're going to have to play some of that more tonight.
You know, I spoke last night to Sammy Butler, one of the seniors on this team, and she really wanted this game. She really wanted to take on Wyoming Indian, and I was almost a little surprised by that because Wyoming Indian is such a good team. I thought maybe you'd want to avoid them as best you can, or there'd be a bit of reluctance going in. But this will be the third time that they've lined up against Wyoming Indian this year. The first time at Wyoming Indian, they just had a hard time keeping up with just how strong they were. But last week in Kemmer, the girls kept it really close, and it went just to the final minute before it went Wyoming Indian's way. And so they really want another shot at them. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, postseason play is so much about momentum, who's playing their best basketball at the right time, and that certainly appears to be the Kemmer Lady Rangers. And you know, in your coach interview last night, yesterday morning, actually, after the game, coach talked about the Mountain View game and when Kemmer made that comeback after being down by 20 or so points. And ever since then, the Lady Rangers have really been clicking.
They really have. You know, you mentioned Mountain View. Those two games were on the same week. There was Mountain View early in the week where they got to a huge deficit and then clawed their way back, and they couldn't quite make it happen. And then they played Wyoming Indian late in the week, and it was really close up in the end, and then they couldn't quite make it happen. And I think they came in just ticked. I think they just had enough. And so finally, they came in with such wind at their back. They're absolutely cruising. And all indicators say they're going to carry that with them today.
Rob Miles joining us this morning with First Make Sports Friday. Lady Rangers win. They have Wyoming Indian tonight, 6 o'clock p.m. Rob will be there on the call. And then that semifinal game, 6 o'clock tip-off time. Just before that game takes place, though, the Kemmer boys have a semifinal game as well. They win yesterday, and they held a comeback attempt from Grable, held off a late surge from Grable to hold on to win by 4 last night.
You know, at the end of the third quarter, the boys were up by 11. And they really seemed as though they'd really gotten into a flow. They felt as though they were kind of comfortable in that. But man, Grable is not going to go quietly in that one. They didn't want to get beat twice on the same day by the same team. So man, they just started clawing back. But Kemmer has been so impressive in the way that they've been playing to their strengths over the past few weeks. They're one of the biggest teams that they face, especially at this level. They're one of the more athletic teams, especially in terms of strength and size. And they just started to really put their nose to the ground in terms of working the ball on the inside. And when they really get into a flow, there are a few teams that know how to stop it. I was mentioning this in my post game, but the third leading scorer for Kemmer ended up with 6 points. And the number one and the number two both tied with 14. And those are the two post players that usually stand on opposite blocks when the offense is going. They worked the ball into them, and they were just grinding out points one after another. And in the end, Grable just couldn't keep up.
So that gives Kemmer the win. And you mentioned playing to their strengths. I've seen Kemmer a couple times as well, and I agree with you absolutely. Their height and their athleticism. And even though Kemmer hasn't been one of on the boys' side, haven't been one of the top teams in 2A, they came in as a two seed or a, trying to find, they came in as a two seed, so they've certainly been competitive all year, but I don't think anybody wants to play Kemmer because they are so tall and they're so athletic that they're a matchup problem for anybody.
They really are, and looking back at the season, you know, the record's not what they'd like it to be. But that being said, there are very few games where you can walk away feeling as though, okay, they just got beat up on in that one. Usually, they're close. And if they're not close, then they're really competitive, and you can see the ways in which they could really start to click, or if they could find their way into a rhythm or into a groove, they could make things happen. And that's really starting to happen for them now. They're starting to feel a lot more comfortable, and it took most of the season to get to this point. But now where they're starting to really get into a rhythm, I don't think it's a given that they're going to get knocked out by anybody.
Well, they have Rocky Mountain tonight, this afternoon rather, 4:30 tip-off time in that semifinal game. Rocky Mountain coming in as a one seed from the Northwest District, and that's at 4:30 tonight.
Should be an absolute ball. Of course, just luck of the draw. The boys are in the end up going against the number one team from the Northwest, and the girls have to go against the number one team from the Southwest, and we'll be able to see how they fare.
Absolutely. Rob will be there on the call tonight, 4:30 for the boys, 6 o'clock for the girls. These are big games, not just because they're semifinals, Rob, but of course, as you know, you win two games at the region tournament, you punch your ticket to state, and you play in Casper next weekend. So Rangers hoping to do that today.
This is the one. Things are finally starting to click for these teams at the right time, and there's a real chance that we could be punching that ticket tonight.
All right, we'll have the live call on the spur, 4:30 for the boys, 6 o'clock for the girls. Rob, thanks for your time, and we'll hear from you later this evening.